Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The year 2017 represents a unique opportunity for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Following the team's inability to qualify for the last two Africa Cup of Nations tournaments and the failure of the under-17 and the under-20 national teams to shine, the attention of millions of football fans in the country will be centered entirely on the Super Eagles. The qualifying series for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations and the 2018 FIFA World Cup will be all these fans can look forward to. The Eagles know that they cannot afford to fail, and their exploits in the AFCON qualifiers against the Bafana Bafana of South Africa and in the 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifiers against the indomitable Lions of Cameroon will prove crucial to future aspirations. This is a fact that Super Eagles manager Gernot Rohr knows only too well. And despite the mass hysteria and palpable tension at the looming encounters against these continental heavyweights, the German is unshaken in his belief that a glorious future lies just ahead for Nigerian football. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be talking to Super Eagles manager Gernot Rohr about his plans for Nigerian football. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back with the rest of the show. Super Eagles coach Gernot Rohr was a TV pundit at the just-concluded Africa Cup of Nations hosted by Gabon. He spoke to Super Eagles media officer Toyin Ibitoye about all he learns about the current level of African football and much, much more.
This is Sports Planet.
Yes, it was a very good experience because I could see a lot of games and a good level of football. I could have now analysis about the general level of African football, because the 16 team was there, the best one normally. We were not there, but I think our place would be there, because yeah, but there's some, like some teams I've seen there, so we could have analysis of this tournament. It was very interesting. Of course, the best team won this tournament. Now the African champion is Cameroon. They were really the best team. They had the best team spirit and they had the best kind of playing football. So I'm happy to be there, because I could see all the games in life in the stadiums. I think about 25 games I could look. So was a lot of things, a lot of information for me, but especially about Cameroon and Algeria.
Mm. Let's talk about Cameroon and Algeria, particularly Cameroon, because that's our next opponent in the World Cup qualifiers. A lot of people are saying you should be afraid, because Cameroon are now African champions. What do you say?
I say congratulations at first. They did a good work. They started slowly. It was not easy for them to be qualified in the group of Gabon and Burkina Faso, two good teams, and even Guinea-Bissau. They were lead in Guinea-Bissau game, 1-0, and they won 2-1 in the second time. So they have a good mentality. They never give up. This team is physically strong. Plays technically good football and has very good staff, a good coach. He made good changings. The team who started the tournament was not the same who finished the tournament. So there was an evolution in this team, and he was lucky with some changings, bringing in players who scored. So really good coaching, and a team. I'm not afraid of this team now. I'm happy for them to be, and I'm happy for us that we can beat, perhaps, I'm sure that we can do it, the Africa champion in Uyo in August. So it will be a very big game. Perhaps they are favorite now in the two games against us, because they are champion and we didn't play at all. So they have a little bit advance in preparation for the next time and for the next games. They play Confederations Cup They will have a lot of games, perhaps very, 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 very difficult for them to handle this situation because they don't have so many holidays to rest. But I think what is positive for them now, they live together 5 or 6 weeks, they played together 6 games, and they're becoming better and better, which is normal. And we didn't do anything together with our Super Eagles team. We only could monitoring and speak with our players in their clubs. So it was not the same work, you know, we did. But we are fresh and we are happy to be together in March for the 2 friendly games we will organize.
Well, talking about the friendly games, coach, the plan is for us to play a team that looks like Cameroon. And they said that will put us, at least give us an idea of what Cameroon can do.
Yes, so we wanted to have 2 real big games in friendly. One of the biggest teams who was favorite is Senegal. They were unlucky. They were eliminated on penalties. And this team we will play at first in London in March. So it will be a big test. And the second team could be Ghana, I think, or Morocco, because they play very good football too. And collective football and good harmony in the team, just like Cameroon. And so we will play these 2 games, and we have another game, official game against South Africa. We must prepare also South Africa because it's very important. We cannot only focus on Cameroon. At first will be South Africa. But we have already in our mind, of course, the 2 games against Cameroon. But first focus is South Africa. That is why I think Ghana game in friendly could be interesting because they are similar, not only in the language, but also in playing football like South Africa. So let us go step by step. We want to have new players to integrate, to involve in our team. And we need the 2 friendlies in March to help them to do it well.
So Nigerians shouldn't be bothered. Nigerians should remain optimistic that whether African champions or not, when it comes to the time we play Cameroon, we will get the result that we desire.
They are favorite now because they are champion. But I like this rule of outsider against Cameroon. We are at home. We don't have any question to ask. We want to win this game, will be difficult. The player now knows, everybody knows, I speak with some of them, that it will be difficult. Everybody has seen the games of Cameroon, at least the final. So we know, everybody knows that it's a big team. It's a magnificent challenge to beat the champion of Africa in Uyo in the end of August, but we have the time for that. We focus at first of South Africa game, you know, and after we will see, because a lot of things can happen in the time until the end of the August.
That was Super Eagles manager Gernot Rohr speaking about his future plans for the Super Eagles.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Odion Jody Gallo, Super Eagles striker and Watford Football Club of England player. Keep listening to Sport Planet.
And here is where we shut it down on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your copy of Complete Sports Daily or visit www.completesportsnaja.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that Dubai was the venue for one of the most bizarre tennis matches ever. In 2011, Dubai's iconic Burj Al Arab Hotel turned its heliport, which is 689 feet above the ground, into a temporary tennis court for an exhibition match between Andre Agassi and Roger Federer. You can be sure that both of them lost plenty of balls, and I'm not saying more than that. There are also plans to build an underwater tennis court in Dubai as well. Well, if it's incredible, then it can only be in Dubai. And on behalf of our incredible production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all an incredible evening and urging you to believe
that the planet is listening.